Think a minute. During a football game of Augsburg University in America, Augsburg was losing. But late in the game, defensive tackle David Stevens came off the bench and sparked a comeback in his teammates. He made two important tackles and recovered a fumble to get the ball back for his team. The crowd cheered and roared as he held the ball up high to inspire his team. David Stevens was born to a woman who had taken an anti-nausea drug for pregnant women in the early 1960s. But the drug ended up causing terrible birth defects. So David was born with no legs. David's mother then abandoned him, making his tragic young life even worse. But then David was adopted by Bill and Bee Stevens. David's new father and mother loved him very much. They supported and encouraged him, as well as challenged him to do his very best to reach his full potential, even though he had no legs. They made him learn to do things for himself, and they never put him in a wheelchair. Instead, when David was 3 years old, they had special artificial legs made for him. In school, David became a student leader, made good grades, and had many friends. In fact, he not only played football, but also basketball, baseball, and hockey. He even became a champion wrestler. When he started driving a car, the license bureau offered him handicap license plates, but he politely refused, saying, "Those are for people who really need them. I'm not disabled." You see, from the time he was young, David was taught never to think of himself as disadvantaged or a cripple. Instead, he learned to discipline and train himself, so he was able to do so much more than anyone ever thought he could. And whatever problem or obstacle you might be facing, you too can discipline yourself to either rise above it or push right through it to achieve your life's goals and dreams. So today, why not ask Jesus to forgive you for your wrong attitudes and way of living? Then ask him to take control of your heart and character, so no matter what difficulties you face, he'll help you with his power to start disciplining and training yourself to reach your full potential and fulfill all the great plans he has for you. Just think a minute. If you'd like to know more, write to us on the internet at thinkaminute.com and join us next time we stop and think a minute. Think a Minute is brought to you by the Assemblies of God.